আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল আমবিয়া ওয়াল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফা'আউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম ওয়া সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ ওয়া সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ. Welcome to the program, The Core of Action. In this program, we discuss the significance of intention, which is considered the cornerstone of every action. Our pious predecessors had a practice of always setting good intentions before engaging in virtuous deeds. Recognizing the benefits of good intention and following the examples set by our pious predecessors, it benefits us to likewise establish virtuous intentions. My dear viewers, before we start today's topic, let's take a moment to hear about the excellence of reciting durood upon the final prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The holy prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who recites one durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him. And the one who recites 10 durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 100 mercies upon him." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In today's episode, we're discussing the virtues of performing Hajj and the significance of setting righteous intentions for this sacred journey. My dear viewers, among the basic pillars of Islam stands Hajj, the pilgrimage to the Holy Kaaba. Hajj is a sacred act of worship mandated by Allah Almighty for those capable of undertaking it as outlined in His divine decree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Translation from Qadzul Irfan, "And it is incumbent upon the people to perform Hajj of this house for the sake of Allah, those who are able to reach it." In this Quranic verse, the obligation of performing Hajj and the requirement of capability are elucidated. In Hadith, capacity is elucidated as having the necessary provisions and means of transportation. My dear viewers, Hajj is a unique form of worship filled with profound wisdom. It can be likened to the devotion of lovers as evidenced by the attire of Hajj, such as the ihram and the various rituals involved, including tawaf around the Holy Kaaba and the stay in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifah. Just as lovers become immersed in devotion to his beloved, often disregarding worldly concerns, the pilgrims of Hajj shed their ordinary garments and routines during these sacred days. In a state of profound devotion, they encircle the house of the true Almighty in Tawaf and journey to the plains of Mina and Arafat. Furthermore, Hajj highlights the notion of standing in the court of Almighty, transcending worldly distinctions. On the Day of Judgment, individuals from all walks of life, rich and poor, young and old, will shed their earthly titles and humbly appear before the Almighty. Similarly, during the pilgrimage of Hajj, pilgrims relinquish their worldly identities and arrive at the plain of Arafat in a state of humility. Moreover, the Hajj journey symbolizes the eternal journey of the soul. Just as one departs for the afterlife, shrouded in white, signifying purity, pilgrims embark on the Hajj journey adorned in simple clothing. Now, let's discuss some good intentions made before embarking on the Hajj, alongside exploring the virtues and merits associated with the sacred journey. Set your intention to firmly embark on this journey solely to please Allah Almighty. My dear viewers, ensure that your primary objective in every action is to seek the pleasure of Allah Almighty. This principle applies not only to Hajj, but to every righteous deed. Actions undertaken solely for the sake of Allah Almighty will be honored on Judgment Day, while those driven by other motives will be in vain. As the pious predecessors wisely advised, let sincerity guide your intentions in all your endeavors, for even the smallest act done with pure intent holds great value. Therefore, even in the smallest deeds, sincere intentions are paramount. A good intention can transform even the most modest action into the means of seeking forgiveness. Conversely, deeds performed for the sake of showing off will be futile, regardless of their magnitude. Indeed, the most damaging factor to the acceptance of good deeds is a desire for public recognition. Authenticity is a prerequisite for acceptance. Achieving sincerity often necessitates relinquishing any desire for praise or prestige. As the Holy Prophet ﷺ cautioned, saying, "There will come a time when people from my ummah will see the wealthy perform Hajj as a vacation, the middle class engage in it for business purposes, Quran reciters use it to flaunt their skills, and the poor resort to begging." My dear viewers, among the obligatory actions upon Muslims, Hajj holds a significant importance as one of the fundamental pillars of Islam. When embarking on this pilgrimage, one should prioritize the intention of fulfilling the worship mandated by Allah Almighty, seeking His pleasure rather than pursuing worldly objectives. Make the intention to perform Hajj in accordance with the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers, when a Muslim embarks on the journey of Hajj, it is essential to make the intention to follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By doing so, not only will one fulfill the obligation of Hajj, but also receive the blessings associated with following the Prophet's action. Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam completed a total of 3 Hajj pilgrimages, performing 2 before the migration to Medina and 1 afterwards. And these were accompanied by Umrah. Accompanying him were 63 camels designated for sacrifice, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu came from Yemen with the rest of them, including one with a silver ring in its nose, once owned by Abu Jahl. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam slaughtered all these camels, taking a portion of meat from each, which was then cooked. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam consumed the broth made from the cooked meat. My dear viewers, we should strive to follow the way the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Hajj and seek guidance from knowledgeable scholars. A valuable resource for this is the book Rafiqul Haramain, authored by Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Sheikh Ilyas Qadiri Dawat Barakatumul Aliyah. In this book, he meticulously gathered the procedures and rulings of Hajj and Umrah, detailing the blessed pilgrimage of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Additionally, it contains supplications to be recited at various locations during the pilgrimage. Every Hajj participant needs to study and carry this book as a companion on this journey. Make the intention that you will fulfill the faraid and wajibat of Hajj. My dear viewers, it is crucial to understand and adhere to the essentials of any worship. Without fulfilling its obligatory elements, our efforts might be in vain. For those preparing for Hajj, it's imperative to familiarize themselves with the faraid and the wajibat of Hajj. Seeking knowledge from scholars and reading about these rulings are highly recommended. A remarkable resource in this regard is the book Rafiqul Haramain, authored by Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Sheikh Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. It serves as a companion for pilgrims in the sacred lands. Make the intention to strive for the virtues of Hajj as outlined by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. My dear viewers, as we've discussed, Hajj is one of the fundamental pillars of Islam, obligatory upon every capable Muslim. While fulfilling this obligation is paramount, it also brings numerous blessings beyond mere fulfillment. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam elucidated many such blessings and virtues associated with Hajj. Let's hear about a few of them. Where a Hajj performer attains many blessings, his family also shares in these blessings. Performing Hajj becomes a source of forgiveness for a person's sins, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. A Hajj performer will intercede for 400 Muslims from his family and will come out of his sins just like he was on the day he was born through his mother's womb. It is mentioned in another hadith that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Perform Hajj because Hajj removes sins just like water washes off dirt." My dear viewers, a Hajj performer is fortunate because he receives glad tidings of forgiveness from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We also learn that with sincere intention, Hajj can serve as an expiation for past sins. Furthermore, the blessings of a Hajj performer extend beyond himself, benefiting many other Muslims through intercession. Indeed, Hajj is a profound act of worship. Therefore, those whom Allah Almighty has granted the capacity should undoubtedly strive to perform this sacred duty. When a person returns after performing Hajj, it is customary for family and relatives to welcome and meet him. What intention should we make and what should we do at that time? The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam guided on this matter, saying, upon meeting a Hajj performer, greet him with salam, shake hands, and request him to pray for your forgiveness before he enters his house, as he has been forgiven. Therefore, when we meet someone who has returned after performing Hajj, we should request him to pray for our forgiveness. We never know when and through whose supplication our sins may be pardoned. A Hajj performer should intend to visit the blessed Rawdah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My dear viewers, when we visit a place, its significance often depends on the individuals associated with it. We assign varying levels of importance to different places based on the people who inhabit or are connected to them. As the saying goes, Sharful Makani Bil Makin, meaning the honor of a place is determined by its inhabitant. When a place is linked to a wali of Allah Almighty, we eagerly seek to visit it, considering it a privilege. However, when the place is connected to the individual who is the leader of all the prophets, its importance, reverence, and excellence increases manyfold. Our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam holds such a revered status that even the land touched by his blessed feet is honored by an oath from Allah Almighty in the Holy Quran. It is challenging to quantify the reverence a Muslim holds in his heart for the place that houses the blessed body of this great personality whose very dust is filled with healing properties. This sacred site, surpassing even the Arsh of Allah Almighty in sanctity, is none other than the luminous grave of the Holy Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has narrated the blessings awaiting those who visit the blessed grave after his passing. Let us listen to some ahadith regarding this matter. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati, meaning, my intercession is guaranteed for the one who visits my grave. In another place it is stated, Man hajja fazara qabri ba'da mauti, kana kaman zarani fi hayati, meaning, the one who performs Hajj after my passing and then visits my grave is like the one who saw me in my lifetime. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man ja'ani za'iran la ya'lamuhu hajatan illa ziyarati kana haqqan alayya an akuna lahu shafi'an yawm al-qiyamah, meaning, the one who visits me with no intention other than visiting me, it is incumbent upon me to intercede for him on the Day of Judgment. My dear viewers, while the entire land of Medina is rich with blessings and mercy, there's a special sanctity surrounding the resting place of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Although Mecca holds its own significance as the city where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spent much of his time, the hearts of the Holy Prophet's devotees are particularly drawn to Medina. Even today, pilgrims undertaking Umrah or Hajj often prioritize visiting the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Rawda above all else. Such a visit to Medina holds immense merit. Imam Malik Rahmatullahi Alayhi states, the journey to Medina to visit the Holy Prophet's Rawda surpasses the importance of traveling to the Holy Kaaba or Baytul Muqaddas. It is incumbent upon the fortunate individuals performing Hajj to also visit the revered Rawda of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allama Ali ibn Sultan Qadi Rahmatullahi Alayhi affirms this obligation, saying that visiting the Holy Prophet's blessed Rawda is not only a profound honor but also an act of worship, drawing one closer to Allah Almighty. This obligation is supported by evidence from the Holy Quran, Hadith, Ijma' meaning consensus, and Qiyas meaning analogy. Scholars have declared it obligatory to visit the revered Rawda of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and failing to do so despite performing Hajj is considered a great loss. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi states, people are commanded to visit the blessed court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to seek repentance and forgiveness. Certainly, Allah Almighty's knowledge and hearing encompasses all places equally. However, He has emphasized the special importance of presenting oneself in the court of His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for repentance, saying, "If you seek repentance from me, present yourself in the court of my beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam." My dear viewers, in today's episode, we've discussed some key aspects of Hajj and the intentions necessary before embarking on this sacred journey. Moreover, we've explored the significance of visiting the blessed shrine of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the blessings associated with it. May Allah Almighty grant us all the opportunity to perform Hajj and visit the blessed shrine of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen. بجاه النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم
May Allah keep our intentions pure and holy for His sake May Allah keep our intentions pure and holy for His sake